Three RCMP officers will not face charges for killing Indigenous man. A date has been chosen to replace the RCMP in Surrey with the Surrey Police Force. BC's ombudsman slams the BC government for doing nothing to stop solitary confinement of youth. More than 30 people likely dead after boat capsizes off the coast of Djibouti. And the United Kingdom passes their law to send migrants to Rwanda. And hours later, five people die trying to cross the British Channel. Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Nora. Here are your headlines. It's an all-British Columbia lineup this morning. I've been feeling like I've been not showing you folks some love. So let's start with news from Vancouver Island. Three RCMP officers will not face charges for killing Jared Lowndes in 2021. Todd Coyne from CTV News reports that the prosecution service said there was insufficient evidence for them to be confident that they'd get a conviction. And because they're cops, because that doesn't stop these things from going to trial for many average people, they are free men. Jared's mother, Laura Holland, says that she's going to keep fighting to hold the police accountable. Jared was from Wet'suwet'en. Police tried to pull him over on an outstanding warrant. He left, and police tracked him down to a Tim Hortons drive-thru. There, they surrounded him with vehicles and sicked a dog on him. Coyne reports that Jared used bear spray against the cops and then stabbed the dog. The police then tried to tase him, but Jared cut out the weapon's wires. Coyne's reporting is pretty clearly all from police sources or official sources, so it's really hard to figure out what exactly some of this means. Like, how on earth someone would cut the wires of a taser while they're being tased. It's really hard to imagine, but anyway, it's what we've got. Jared got out of his car and he was shot dead by two officers. This all happened in Campbell River. The Independent Investigations Office had said that based on the report from the police watchdog into the incident, there was enough grounds to lay charges. Next to Surrey, where a date has been chosen for the Surrey Police Force to replace the RCMP there. That date is November 29th. Karen Larson from CBC News reports that the mayor of Surrey, Brenda Locke, who opposes this move, said that nothing has actually changed, just that there is now a quote-unquote aspirational date set. Locke turned down $250 million from the province to oversee the transition, as she argued it would undermine public safety in Surrey. Man, you've got to be really dedicated to the RCMP to turn down $250 million as a city mayor the size of Surrey. Wow. She actually ran on this issue and won, though Larson makes the point that the transition was already underway when she ran. You got to be wary of anyone who fights that hard for the RCMP, man. Oh, good luck, Surrey. And finally, in BC, the province's ombudsman has said that the Ministry of Children and Family Development, quote, should be embarrassed, unquote, for not having acted on his report released in 2021 on the use of solitary confinement of young people. Daryl Greer from the Canadian Press reports that Ombudsman Jay Chalk found that provincial youth jails are using solitary confinement, even though it increases the possibility of suicide and self-harm. Chalk also noted that extended periods of solitary confinement were used almost exclusively on Indigenous and racialized girls. Not only has the BC government not taken action, Chalk argues that they're even moving backwards. His report in 2021 made 15 recommendations, and not a single one has had any progress. The province, when the report released, had committed to implementing all 15 recommendations. There is currently a class action against the ministry related to solitary confinement that goes back to 1984 for violating charter rights. The ministry used that as an excuse for why there hasn't been a more recent progress report on the recommendations. Now to international news, and first to the sea off the coast of Djibouti. The United Nations has said that at least 16 people have died and 28 others are missing after a boat capsized on Monday night. There were 77 people on board, including children, and 33 survived. Al Jazeera is reporting that the victims were mostly Ethiopian asylum seekers who were heading to Yemen. Most migrants who seek the safety of Yemen are Ethiopian. most migrants who seek safety via Yemen are Ethiopian. There have been about 100,000 people who came to Yemen last year from Djibouti or Somalia. 79% were Ethiopian and the rest were Somali. This is the second naval disaster of its kind this month around the same spot. On April 8th, more than 38 people drowned after another boat capsized. At least 698 people died crossing the Gulf of Aden from Djibouti to Yemen last year. And finally, to other migrant news, just hours after the British government approved a bill to deport some asylum seekers to Rwanda, five people died as they tried to cross the English Channel. A child was among the victims. They were in a boat carrying 112 people from Huimerer in France. 49 people were taken to hospital, but the rest continued the journey. There were too many people aboard the boat. So far this year, more than 6,000 migrants have arrived in Britain by boat. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said that the flights should start to carry asylum seekers to Rwanda in 10 to 12 weeks. There are still several legal challenges, as you might imagine, to the new legislation. And the new legislation permits the UK to send anyone who arrived in the UK irregularly after January 1st, 2022, to be sent to Rwanda. Al Jazeera helpfully notes that Rwanda is 6,400 kilometers away from the United Kingdom, and that several other European countries are developing similar plans, including Germany and Austria. God, as Canadians, we got to watch this really, really closely, because there's no doubt that this is something that the Conservatives would absolutely try to do, and that the Liberals might actually be tempted to consider some version of it for the Liberals as well. Those are your headlines for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Nora. You are listening to this podcast at sandynora.com, on the Real News Network podcast feed, and anywhere you get your podcasts. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.